to wish everybody a good Shabbos, Freilich Shabbos, a Lechtige Shabbos, a Gesinnte Shabbos. There are a few lemidim which we can learn out from the Parsha, which are Negeya for, still unfortunately for our current Matziv. We haven't yet been Zoicha to go out of the lockdown and the Butim Medrushim and the Yeshivas, all still closed. And we're all waiting, when can we finally leave the lockdown and go back into the Butim Medrushim? So this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha of Naziris. And it's written in the Parsha as follows. Isho yisho ki yafli lindoi neide nuze lahaze lashem. A person who wants to become a nuze, isho yisho ki yafli. And Rashi says, this word ki yafli, says Rashi, means Yafrish, a person, he is poirish, he separates himself from drinking wine, from cutting his hair. Many rabbunim over the last few weeks or months, when they spoke about the corona, about sitting in quarantine, they likened it to the metzora, Buddha Yeshev Chitzla Machne. That's a rather negative comparison. This week's Parsha we see we could be rather compared to a bechina of a nuze. A nuze is a isha ki yafli. Yafli is a lushan fin being poirish. The lushan fin the klayuka is lushan havdula vahafrusha. He's being poirish, says the klayuka mitanige oilam hazeh, of which yayin is the most foremost culprit. So a nuze is a person who he is poirish fin in yunim oilam hazeh. And on this person, says the Torah, Kol Yimei Nizroi, Kudosh Hi LaHashem. This person, by being poirish from Tanige Oilam Hazeh, he comes to a Moedika high level that the Torah writes on him as a Lushan, Kudosh Hi LaHashem. Says the Klei Yuka, how can it be? A person can be a Nuzi just for 30 days, and afterwards he just goes back to being how he was, and you get such a title. Kudosh Hi LaHashem, says the Klei Yuka these words, Ein akavuna b'naziris, shiye purish min hayayin lamed yoim, va'achakach yachzoi, liyois besoy v'yayin kebrishoina. The kavuna of naziris isn't that a person should abstain just for 30 days, va'achakach, and afterwards, yachzoi, he'll return and go back, Leo's besoive yayin to be a einavus a filzachun and a trinkzachun with yayin korbishoina, de inkein sadik ma pual. What did he achieve through being a nuze? Ela hakavuna, the kavuna of these days of precious is shiagalis atzmoi ma'at ma'at. You should get slowly but surely used to abstaining from tanige oilem hazeh. After the 30 days, we can remain assured that when you go back to drinking wine, it's not going to be in the same way and in the same fashion as it was beforehand. And this is a Moedika limit for us now, as we're hoping and waiting to be able to go out of our lockdown, which we've been in for almost 3 months. And the government and all the experts are telling us that people's lifestyles are going to have to change. And if they are saying this, is alachas kama v'kama, we also have to take a limit, not just about merely the lifestyles as far as hygiene goes, but the mahalach hachayim. In the last 3 months, we've come to the realization that things which we thought are important, and we have to go here, and we have to go there, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we have to buy this, and we have to buy that, suddenly we've come to the realization that we can manage without many of these things. Avada, there were things which were hard, was difficult, and those things in Yid Tashem we should be able to continue doing, things that we need to do and need to go. But there were many extra superfluous things which are unnecessary. And we have to come to this Hakura, that the kavuna of the lockdown is to teach us and to show us that when we come out of this lockdown, Bekurev Emitz Hashem, like the Klei Yuka writes, It shouldn't be that chas v'shum achkach yachsoi liyos k'berishoyna. We're going to go back to how it was beforehand. De im kein tzadik ma'pual. What's happened to ofgetin? Other rabbi, we have to take a moedik a limud to see, to adjust ourselves from the experience and from the lessons which we have learned. And the Al-Sheikh Ba'emis writes this as well. It says, after the Nuzir has finished the days of Naziris and he brings his karbunis in the Beis HaMikdash, V'heinif oisum ha-koyen t'nifa lifnei Hashem, and then tells us the Pusik, V'acha yishte ha-Nuzir yayin. And then the Nuzir is allowed to drink wine. Freg the Al-Sheikh HaKudosh egevaldige kasha. We know a Nuzir is forbidden to drink wine. So why does the Torah still label this person a nuzi? Va'achen, after he's brought all his karbunas, yishta hanuzi yain? It should say, va'achen, after yishta yain. This person can drink wine. But why is he still being referred to as a nuzi? If he's a nuzi, he can't drink wine. Mamunafshech, if he's drinking wine, he's not a nuzi. And if he's a nuzi, he can't drink wine. So how come here the Torah says, va'acha yishta hanuzi yain? Zuk the Al-Sheikh HaKodesh, this same kavuna. Zuk the as follows, the Torah doesn't want that after the Nuzeh has finished the Yemei HaNaziris, he should go back to being how he was beforehand, conduct himself in the same way in drinking and eating and the same Mahalach HaChaim. Rather, he's got to come to the realization that from now on, whenever he drinks wine, he's a bechinath and a nuzeh which is drinking wine. Va'acha yishta ha-nuzeh yain. He's never allowed to forget. Just last week, just last month, last year, I was a nuzeh and I was poirish. So now, although I'm drinking, he has to drink in a ganz andere oifen. A oifen va'acha yishta ha-nuzeh yain. Siyadiya, famous word, was the Heilige Siyata Nerebbe, Schisse Jungen Leino Tamu gesucht. A Yekke Shiid once asked him, why is it in German the Rebbe's that Moirim were referred to as a Wunder Rabbina? And this Yekke Shiid found this a bit puzzling and he asked the Rebbe, what does this mean, a Wunder Rabbina? So the Pushit Pshat we know, they were referred to by the Yekke Shiid as a Wunder Rabbina because the Greiser Rebbe's where Yediyah used to make many mofsim and nisim, so they were called a wunder, who could do a psawonder. But the Siyata Nerebbe gave him a totally different answer, and he showed him the words of the Ibn Ezra on this pusik, Ishoi isho ki yafli lindoi neide nuzel hazel Lashem. And the Ibn Ezra writes, why does the pusik use this word ki yafli? So Rashi, as we just said before, explains the solution from Hafrusha. But the Ibn Ezra gives a different pshat. Says the Ibn Ezra, the solution from Kiyafli is Yasa Duva Pele. A person who becomes a Nuzi is doing a Dva Pele. A wonder. Kirov ha'olam holchim achata avusam. The majority of people in the world are just running after their tavis, having a good time, enjoying themselves. And Nuzeh, who understands there's something more to life, there's more to achieve in life than just holchim achatavusam, he is oisa dova pele, says the Ibn Ezra. And that's why the pusik starts off ishki yafli. And the Siyatan Rebbe gezukt to this person as follows. There are different types of rabbunim. You have a ruv, who's just a ruv over a shiel. Later you have what's known as a shtutz rabbina. He's a ruv over a whole town. Then you have a ruv who's a ruv of a whole county, a whole area. He was known as a kreis rabbina. And then you have somebody who's ruv over an entire country. He's called a lands rabbina. Said the Siyatan Rebbe, and higher than that is a Wunder Rabbina. A Wunder Rabbina is a person who's oisa dova pele. He is a ruv over himself. He is in control of all his tavis. And thus is taka a wunder. Thus is the isha ki yafli linda neida nuzi lahazil Hashem. And this word is also very negaya for us at the moment. Very often, people get swept along with the crowd, even if they're not on the right madrega. Aber, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Puda b'shulam nafshi ki berabim hoyi mudi, says Rashi, b'schis harabim, a person can be carried along in this chis that he belongs to a tzibur, he belongs to a rabim, so even if he's not on the madrega, oba b'schis harabim, he is able to carry along. Oba at the moment that we are all unfortunately able to go into shiel, into the buta midrushim, so we are all a bechina from having to be a ruv over oneself, to be in control of oneself. And this is taka de bechinef in the nuze. This is the ish kiyafli. A person has to be on this madrega to be in control of himself, because im ein anili mili. And this is our avoida. And then afterwards, amid Hashem, when the lockdown will, bekur have come to an end, we'll be able to carry on our avoida. We saw there's a beautiful Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara in the Durim, Daf Tesom Ebeis, that Oma Shimon HaTzadik, said Sid Shimon HaTzadik, Miyumai lo yachalti usham nuzetome ele echod, that he never ate from the karbunus, the karbon usham, which a nuzet brought, only once. Why? What was this person different? Said Shimon HaTzadik, pam achas, but Udam echod nuzim in adurim, for isif she yafei anayim v'toivroi v'ksoisoisos adiyas taltalim. I saw he was very handsome and he looked very good and he had beautiful, nice hair. On amati lo, and I said to him, Beni, my son, maru isa lahashchas et sarcha ze anua, why do you want to become a nuze and you know you're going to have to cut off your beautiful hair? And the seed said to him back, roya hoyisi, I was a shepherd, and once I went to fill up water from the well, v'nistakalti b'boya sheli, and I saw my image, the mirror, mirroring in the water, epochas alai yitzri, and the yitzhu tried to get hold of me and put into my mind various machshuvas, how handsome I am, ebikish l'todani minu oilam, and he tried to destroy me. So I decided there and then, I'm becoming a nuze, and therefore I'll have to cut off my hair. Said Shimon HaTzadik, Miyad omadti v'nashakti v'al roishoi, I stood up and I kissed him and I said, omadti loi, Beni, my son, kamoicha yir bin noizrei naziris b'Yisrael. There should be many more nazirim like you. Olecho hakusav oima. About you the pusik is written, ish ki yafli lindoi neide nuzi la'azi la'shem. And I saw gavalti gavot from the Novominsky Rebbe, Zichron Livruchen, the father, the one who was just nifta now, in his Sefer Pe'er Nuchem. And he asked the Kasha, L'choyre, difficult to understand this Gemura, that Shimon HaTzadik only ate from this one particular person, and he didn't want to eat the karbunas of any other nuze. But every nuze, says the Torah, is Kudosh Hila Leikov. Why was this nuze Zoicha, that from him he agreed to eat, and from no other nuze? So he explained as follows. As the Gemara tells us, the Masechtas Bruchas, and Rashi quotes it on this Pusik Ish Kiyafli, that why is the Parsha of Nazirus placed straight after the Parsha of Soita? Because Haroya Soita Bilkilkila, somebody who sees a Soita Bilkilkila in her downfall and sees what has happened to this woman, he should take a lesson. And yaze atzmoi min hayayin. He should learn from what he's seen and he should become a nuze. Od gezug the Novominsky Rebbe, avada, a person sees something like that, a person just can't carry on. So haroya soita bekelkile yaze atzmoi min hayayin. But this is nish the richtige derech, that a person should learn from watching and observing and witnessing other people's averus. Nishtos is the roots of Hashem. Rather, a person should be busy with themselves. Don't be busy with other people. This nuze told Shimon HaTzadik, I went to fill up water from the well, v'nistakalti b'boya sheli, and I saw my own image in the water. Ipuchas ulai, Yitzri, and my Yitzhura tried to get the better of me. Ibikish l'tordani min o'olam, and he tried to destroy me from the world. Said Shimon HaTzadik, Olecha kusav oime. About you, the pusik is written, ish ki yafle linda neide nozel Hashem. Aval, the person who's a roya soitabil kilkila, he should also become a nozel. Obanishtos is the emissar rutzen Hashem, that should be the way how people should become a nozel. Rather, a person should become a nozel because he's busy nistakalti beboya sheli. He's examining himself and he's seeing his own shortcomings. Olecho hakusavoyim, about you, the pusik says, kamoich yibin nazirs be yisruel. This is the emes of madrega. The previous Biyana Rebbe Zechayin Levrucha once said by a tish, he said, Ika hachasidus is a menschel zan ufa be'efa me is alain gonish. No yena is grois. Dus is chasidus. Chasidus is always everybody else should be great in your eyes. Obe you yourself on oichi ufa be'efa. The Heilige Rishna's Tater Reb Shulam Prabishta once said, when I look at everybody else, keine gefällt mich nicht. Oh, but when I look at myself, suddenly I see that everybody is moitzechein in my eyes. So this is the avoida. Our avoida is to come to this madrega, that we shouldn't be looking just at other people, but we should be looking at ourselves. And this is also part of our avoida now, in the days of lockdown, that we have to see what is my eigene avoida, and not look around and see what other people are doing. People are saying to me, yeah, but I hear this one is doing this, and this one is doing that, so therefore, why can't I do it? If he's allowed, then I'm also allowed. A person has to do what he knows is correct, and one shouldn't come along and say, well, if this person is doing it, then I can also do it. Could be Yen is allowed to do it, I don't know. And his circumstances might be different. But Eich Sheyia, a person should do what he knows, what is correct in his eyes. I saw an Och Avot, a gewaltig Avot, which is a chizik for us now at the moment. The Chovetz Chaim says a gewaltig Avot is in Chovetz Chaim ala Torah. The end of the Parsha, Parshas Nusoy, we have many, many psikim of the Karbunos, of the Nesiim, which they bought in the Chanukas, HaMishkan. If you look there, you'll see it's in Perek Zayin, from Pusik Yid Beis until Pusik Peites. 77 psikim, which are written, the 12 identical Karbunos of each and every Nusi. And the Mefarshim asked this Kasha, why did the Torah have to write the same identical psikim 12 times? Zug the Chovetz Chaim as follows. As when Cain and Hevel brought their korban, so Cain was jealous that Hevel's korban was accepted and his korban was not accepted. So therefore the Nesiim were worried. What's going to be? The first one to bring the korban was Nachshon ben Aminudov, Lamata Yehida. He brought his korban on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The second day was Nesanel ben Seir. So normally what would have happened was Nesanel ben Seir would have looked, what did Nachshon ben Aminudov do? And the person always have to be Malim Bekoidish V'Eimaridim. So he will be Moisef something more onto the korban. And then will come the third Nusi, and the fourth Nusi, and the fifth. And each one will have to try and add on and outdo what the previous one had brought. And this might bring along a kinna, or could bring along machloikis and sinna chas v'shulam. So therefore said the Chovetz Chaim, the Nesiim decided amongst themselves, they are all going to bring the exact identical korban. And because of that, says the Chovetz Chaim, we find a chiddush here which we don't find anywhere else. We know that a person is forbidden to bring a korban on Shabbos Kodesh, because a korban yuchid is never ever doicha Shabbos Kodesh. Only korbunas tzibba are allowed to be brought, the korbunas of Shabbos, the korbunas of Yom Tov. Person wants to bring his korban, you can bring it Erev Shabbos, or you bring it on Sunday. A person is not allowed to bring a korban yuchid on Shabbos. An exception was, however, here by the korban of the Nesiim. B'yoyim HaShvi was Nusi Livnei Ephraim. He brought his korban on Shabbos Kodesh. How could it be that one can bring a korban yuchid on Shabbos Kodesh? So zuk the Chofetz Chaim the following words. Because the Rabbeinu Shloilem saw how they all cared for each other, and they were concerned for each other, that there should be no kinna and sinna between them. Therefore said the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Eten lechem haShabbos sheli, I will give you my Shabbos. After Kaimelon de Korban Yuchid, Eina doiches haShabbos, Ochem bezeh hikrivi haNesiim es Korbanam gam beShabbos. They were allowed, the Rabbeinu Shloilem allowed them to bring their Korban on Shabbos. And it seems that the Hesber, what the Chofetz Chaim in his words, is as follows. Since the Nesiim were careful not to bring each one what they wanted, they all were careful to bring the same, that there should be an achdus between them. And whereas normally a person will see, will bring what I want to do, this is my korban. But here none of the Nesiim came along and said, this is my korban. They all said, this is our korban. Therefore said the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Oy bezoi, I regard your korban, all your karbunas, nisht as a korban yuchid. I regard your karbunas as karbunos tzibah. And just as a korban tzibah is doicha Shabbos, so therefore this korban yuchid, I regard it as a korban tzibah, and therefore it was also doicha Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that is why the Rabbeinu Shloilem wrote each and every single korban again and again, 12 times in the Torah, 77 extra pesikim, in order to emphasize how important this is when a person thinks about others and cares about others. The Rabbeinu Shloilem regards this as this is the emes hanachas riach, and finishes off the Chofetz Chaim, imizeh nidon lekol Yisroel. And this we can take a lesson for all of Klal Yisroel. Imahoyi be'emes, oyavim zeh lezeh kahoygen. If they would really love each other and have the true ahava from one to another properly, memeila hoye mitosefes hashpul kol echad ve'echad be'inyunav. The Rabbeinu Shloilem would be mashpia for every single person be'inyunav in all his inyunim. And this is also a chizuk and a chomer. Many people say so many weeks and months that I wasn't zoicha to daven with a minyan. I feel I've lost out. So from this, these words of the Chofetz Chaim, we see Sanishtazoi, as just like the korban yuchid of all the Nesiim was regarded as a korban tzibah, because they brought the korban not thinking about themselves, but thinking about the rest of Klal Yisrael, all the other Nesiim. So when a Yid didn't go to Davin because he was worried, he didn't chas v'shulam want that he should infect anybody else, so therefore we were unable to go to davening. So these tefillahs, this is a tefillah which we daven b'yechidus because we're thinking of the tzibah. And when we daven b'yechidus thinking of the tzibah, this has got a chashivus as a tefillahs hatzibah. The avoid is avoidah, which is a moedik achushiva, avoidah by the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And although it could be each and every person, he had no chiddush in his davening, which is the same davening as the day before. But we see from Parshas Nusoy, the Rabbeinu Shloilem has written 12 times the same korban again and again, because that gifa was the chashivus by the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So we can't know how great was this avoida to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that we did what we had to do to bring a nachas riach to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and the Rabbeinu Shloilem zal taka helfim, zal alahum, a freilich a Shabbos, and a lechtig a Shabbos, and a gesinnte Shabbos, and we should be cool to be able to come out of our lockdown and to be able to all come back into the shiel, to bute midrushim, and to the yeshivas. Bekurav, omen ken yirutzen, kaltiv, gitshabbos.